7 at the bottom.
Chapter 3, Beit Tzadik Beis on top. On top of Tzadik Beis, Perek Gimel, the third Perek of Igeres HaTshuva. Okay. It's interesting that the Alter Rebbe elaborates on this concept of fasting, even though he really discourages fasting. Okay, in the end of Perek Beis, the bottom 357, and here's Tzadik Beis on top. A Perek Gimel, okay? Okay, in Perek Beis, Alter Rebbe said, fasting has nothing to do with tshuva. What's the purpose of fasting? To recreate a relationship with Hashem like it was before the sin. So he said, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, a person brought a carbon. They did tshuva, they're forgiven, but to recreate the relationship with Hashem like it was before, that would bring a carbon. After the Beis Hamikdash, then became fasting. Okay, and like you said, the Chachamim used to fast a tremendous amount, like we said, for anger, 151 fasts, and all these various different types of things. Okay, so he says on like this. The Musa sages of late. Okay, let's take anger. Anger is 151. Does that mean every time you get angry, it's 151 fasts? Or it's 151 fasts for all the times you got angry? Okay? The Yeshayimrim, the Rebbe says, some people say, some opinions say, you have to fast, the amount of fast for that sin, as many times that you sinned. And he says, he gives an example a lot of Macy's, somebody wastes seed, that it says, he quoted before, that the Arizal writes, is 84 fasts. So he says, if somebody's waste to see 10 times or 20 times, whatever. So then, let's speak about anger, yeah? Anger is 151 fasts. You got angry 10 times? It's 151 times 10. You got angry 20 times? 151 times 20. That's one opinion. Now fasting is instead of sacrifices. Right, so we're comparing the two. It says, "Udomir karm chatos." This is similar to a sin offering. Shechayev lahavi al kopam v'pam. Every time you did a sin that demands a sin offering, you can't sin 10 times and bring one sin offering chatos for all of them. Every time you sin, you have to bring another karm chatos. Right, that's one opinion. The yesh medam inyan zeh, and some people like in fasting. The carbon oila, to a carbon sin offering, a burnt offering, haba mitzvah saseh, that you bring it for transgressing a positive mitzvah. Remember we learned before, not doing a positive mitzvah is passive sinning. So it's not as bad as active sinning of a negative commandment. So he says, some people liken the fasts to a carbon eila that you brought for not doing a positive mitzvah. And the din is, afilo over al kama mitzvah saseh, even as I see somebody did not daven for 10 days, or whatever. Miskaper ba'ila achas. Okay, you're forgiven with one carbon, like the Gemara says in the first parak of Zvachim. Okay, so there's an argument. Is it 10 times 151? Or more practically speaking, 10,000 times 151? Or is it one times 151? What's the accepted decision? The Achram Kabbalas, the compromise basically, is like this. Lesane is gimel pa'amim, kifi mispat same as the chetzah. Fast three times. 151, or if it's Zerel Vato, he says it should be, which is 84, it should be 252 fasts. Ali charge that Sheikh Zerel Vato. So for wasting seed, yeah, so then it should be, three times 252. Anger, three times 151, even though you got angry 1,000 times. Okay, it's a big difference, by the way, in many of these sins. But therefore, he says, this is the accepted compromise. Now why? What's the number three? He says, Atam o'alpi ma'asher kosev b'zeir ha'kodesh. Seif parshas Noach is based on what the Zohar says at the end of Noach as follows. Kivin dechav barnash kamei kodesh b'richu. When one, a person, barnash means a person. Chav means he did something wrong before Hashem. Zim nechode, the first time he does it, Asa Rishimi makes a mark. Meaning it makes a little dent. Zimna Tlisoi, the third time you sin, is Pashita Hukisma Misitradala Sitradal, the stain goes through and through. In other words, like this. You know, picture a garment. You can have one stain just, you know, on the top of the garment. It stains three times, it goes through and through. Okay? The Zohar says like this. You sin one time, it makes a mark on the neshama. When you sin three times, the Zohar says, then the blemish, the stain of sin, penetrates and goes through and through the neshama. So therefore, if you want to do fasting to recreate the relationship with Hashem like it was before, you should fast three times 84, three times 151, three times whatever the fast is. Just to get it better. One second. We're not done yet. Well, tell you a little secret. For us to do everything that we just fasting, even if we stop sinning now, we'd have to live 1,000 years. Okay. See, by the way, Dal Treb is going to talk about how often you do it. Okay. This whole parak is how often, how much. How do you do it?
And they did all this fasting?
You know, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was very expensive to sin. You sin, you have to bring a sacrifice.
Yeah.
So you know what happened? People didn't sin. If it's expensive.
Right.
If it's expensive to sin,
yeah, they're not
going to
do it.
Okay? Okay, so he says, therefore, Dal Treb is not done yet. Misperat same is Gamkin Gimel Pum. So therefore, because the three times the stain goes through and through, so we fast three times. But Dal Treb is saying this is very important. Achin kolzeh ba'adam chazik ubari. This fasting so much is only for a person who is very strong and very healthy. Shein ribui hatsemis. Okay, that the numerous fasts are not magically clalabri as goofy. That don't hurt him physically at all. Cloud out never says at all. Like in the earlier generations. The earlier generations, people were physically stronger. The Gemara says, even in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, until Ram Gamliel, yeah, people all learn standing. There's no such thing as learning sitting. You're learning Hashem's Torah. What are you sitting? In the days of Ram Gamliel, the Gemara says, Yard Chul Shel Olam weakness came into the world, so people started sitting. In the older generations, people were able to fast a lot, and it never hurt them at all. Klal, without Zebes, at all not. Avol, mi sheribi atzemis mazikli. But a person whose many fasts hurt him. That he can come to an illness to get sick, or michasher pein chasus shalom, like there is seinu eila, our generations. Also, leilaharibis betainis is forbidden to have a lot of fasts. Afilo akrisis umisis bezdin, even for the worst sins, when Hashem kills you, bezdin kills you, whatever. And definitely on lesser avedis that there's no capital punishment. So the Alter Rebbe says forbidden to sin at the fast. And he says, Ella, how much could you fast? As much as you'll estimate within yourself. It won't hurt him at all. Okay? You have to, personal figuring out how many days can I fast. And Dal Treb is going to be very interesting. Dal Treb goes into the concept of half fasts. And two half fasts make a whole fast. And he says you should fast during the winter when the days are shorter. You know, Alter Rebbe is going to explain about, but even what Alter Rebbe is explaining here, the Rebbe says that nowadays, Bechlau, the Rebbe Bechlau, I don't know how many of you remember, years ago, Agudas Rabbanim used to come out with half-day fasts. Most of them that were instituted by the Rebbe. The Rebbe told them they should do it. But the Rebbe made half-day fasts. The Rebbe didn't want, because fasting for people, it become dysfunctional. And then you're really doing opposite of what the fast is supposed to accomplish. Fast is supposed to accomplish your closeness to Hashem. Instead, you're sick, you lay down, you sleep, you can't do, you know, you can't learn, you can't daven, you can't function. So, you know, what are you doing for it? So those fasts, the Torah says you need to fast. We have no choice. But other fasts, he says, based on what, Bechlau is interesting. They say the Alter Rebbe was very, very physically very, I didn't see it printed, I heard. The Alter Rebbe was very, very strong. And the Alter Rebbe used to fast a lot. When did the Alter Rebbe know that he's weak, that he can't fast? When he couldn't pick up a whole shas with one hand. I mean, they're very, very strong, all the Gemaras. No, not these Gemaras. This is 70 volumes. But whatever. But, you know, so then, for those people, it wasn't a problem fasting. But the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe is going to come and say, nevertheless, you should try to fast X amount of times and once in your lifetime and half days and 2 half days make a whole day and, you know, all the things involved in it. And he says, Ki afilu b'deiris rishenim, the Alter Rebbe says, even in the earlier generations, yeah, when he said, b'mei tanoim v'amiroim in the days of the Mishnah and Gemara, lo yimisanim b'chai gavni, even then, not everybody fasted, el abriyim, the healthy people, the matzul etzura nafshal, that were able to afflict themselves. Right? But he says, but now he also says a very sharp thing. A person that's not able to afflict himself. Umisana, and he fasts. Nikra chayta is called a sinner. Like the Gemara says in Tainus. Okay? And he says even more. Afilu misana ala veda shabiyodai, even if he fasts for sins in his hand, like Rashi explains, meaning the sins that he knows he does, okay, that he knows the sins and he's still fast, could he eat the Gemara parakamet as vachim, like the Gemara says in the first parak as vachim, she'en lach adam yisrael, there's no Jew that's not obligated, guilty of not keeping a positive commandment. There is no such thing. Yet the Gemara says, if you're not able to, and you fast, it's sinning. It's interesting, there was this... No, the days of Torah says you have to fast, you have to fast. The Ribnitzer Rebbe, he used to come here a lot, he was here. Anyway, he used to fast a lot. One time he came to the Rebbe for Yechidus. It was at night, he came to the Rebbe for... When he walked in, the first thing the Rebbe said to him, did you eat yet today? He said, no, he's fasting. The Rebbe told him, go out and eat and then come back in. I'm not going to talk to you until you eat. The Rebbe sent him out. The Rebbe said, I'm not talking to you until you go eat. The Rebbe was very much against people fasting. And because if you see the negative effect of it anyway, when people fast, you know, sometimes you wonder, a purpose of a fast day is to do more tshuva, more, you know, and the fact is, in a fast day, we end up doing less. So the Alter Rebbe says, you're called a sinner. A mikol shekein. And he says even more so, mishu bal teira, a person that learns teira, and fast, shecheita v'nenesh b'kaflaim. He's sinning and punished double. Why is he punished double? Because machmas chalisha satainis, because of the weakness of the fast, lo yuchel lasik b'kadoi. He shouldn't, he can't learn properly. So then he's even worse. You know, you're gonna fast, and because of that not learn, so then the fast is double sinned. So what do you do? Okay? He says like this. Alamaita kante. Okay, you can't fast. You can't bring a carbon. What do you do? quotes. He says, this is what it says, v'chata'echa b'tzadaka preik. Daniel says, it's a blessing of Daniel, your sins, you should redeem with tzedaka. Instead of fasting, the Alter Rebbe says, give tzedaka. U'kamesh yukosev ha'poskim, Litain ba'ad kol yim tainu shel tshuva, he brings it on even from the Magen Avraham Shulchan Aruch, that for every fast of tshuva, he should give erech, the amount, approximate amount of chai, it's not gimel pomer, it's gedele pelish, which is a Polish coin that existed in the Alter Rebbe's time. He should give, you give 18 of these coins, okay, for each day. Instead of fasting, give, what, 18 cents, or whatever that time was in that day. And a wealthy person should give more based on his wealth, like the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchos Tainis. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe says like this. Fasting, meanwhile. Okay? Meanwhile, fasting is out. And therefore, what should you do instead? You have to give tzedakah. Tzedakah, and the Alter Rebbe is going to explain why, okay, tzedakah does it. Because according to this, basically, you're going to be given a tremendous amount. If you have to fast three times 151, that's only for one sin of anger. And then you got this sin, and that sin, and that sin. It's a lot of days. Okay? So, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that even though you're not supposed to give more than 20% tzedakah, but don't worry, this doesn't count in the 20%. And the Alter Rebbe says that the giving a 10% tzedakah, not more than 20% that the Gemara says, is speaking in as far as the mitzvah of tzedakah goes. But when it comes to spiritual health, unless if your name is Jack Benny, and you're very sick, and the doctor will tell you, well, the surgery, before insurance, the surgery is going to cost X amount of money, if not, you're going to die, and you say, well, I got to think about it. So he said, unless you're Jack Benny, you're going to think about it to see, maybe I should die, because then I won't have to spend all that money. The Pasuk says, as Alter Rebbe later quotes, kol asher la'ish li'itein bad nafshei, whatever a person has will give to save his soul. Okay? So, when it comes to tzedakah, if the tzedakah is to get redemption for your soul, it's not any different than physical health, that there's no concept of, I'll give 10% to surgery, and if it's more than 20%, I'm not gonna do it. I mean, it's ridiculous. So the Alter Rebbe is gonna explain later why tzedakah is so important, even though it may come out to be, but again, like the expression goes, if you can't pay for it, don't sin. But this is what Alter Rebbe says. Okay, so now he says like this. Mikol makom, nevertheless, kol bal nefesh, any man of a spirit, hachofetz kirves Hashem, that really wants to be close to Hashem. I'm giving you a premise to this. This doesn't apply for us today, so don't even think about it. L'saki nafshei, to fix the soul. L'ashiva l'Hashem b'tshuva ma'ulam min avchut mevchut, to the bow, do the best of tshuva. Yachmer al atzmei, he said, still with the giving of tzedakah, you should be strict on yourself. L'hashim al koponim pam achas, to fast once, not meaning, like for anger, fast one time 151. Not three times, like he said, the accepted compromise would be three times 151. Try to fast 151 times once. L'chol oven v'oven me'aveinus chamurim, for the strict sins that we do, that you're, at least that this death penalty, you know, or afil b'dei shemayim, like Yitzhozer Leval, the wasting seed, which the punishment is Hashem kills you, to fast one time, 84 during your lifetime. You desecrated Shabbos, to fast whatever the amount of fast for Shabbos is. Those are the capital punishment sins. And he says, v'yachol et chesem liyomim maksonim b'cheref. You can push off the fasts for the short winter days. V'yisane ke'eset tiny yisal derech moshe, like you could fast one winter 10 fasts, or pachas or less than 10. V'yigmer misper peidalot semis, and then again he's talking about zera levatola the whole time, and the Rebbe explains because it's a very common sin, whatever. K'mei tesh shanim yisif ki koichay. So you take, you know, for the 84 fasts, he said you could do 10 a year, a little bit less than 10 a year. In 9 years, you finish the 84 fasts. Okay? And he said, V'gam, yochel lechum ma'at kigim moshos nefnei netzachama. You're also allowed to eat 3 hours, approximately 3 hours before sunrise. And it's still, because not a 24-hour fast. It's, you know, morning, so dawn to night. Nechshev latinus is still considered fast im hisnakein if you made a condition. But really you're supposed to fast 3 times 84. So he says like this, you want to do what's right? Once in your lifetime, fast 84 fasts. You could push it off over 9 years, 10 years, whatever. To make up the other twice times 84, Yisana 8 dalid pamim pei dalid, you should fast another 4 times 84 half days. So now the Alter Rebbe is saying you should really fast all the 3 times 84. One time do 84 over a duration of many years, and the other twice 84, meaning 4 times 84 fast half days. The Mechshev Gamkin Tainiz B'Yerushalmi, and he says, Ubeis chatzoi yom, 2 half a days, nechshavin leli yom echad, will be considered 1 day. So he says like this, fast 84 fast full days during the winter, you know, spread it out, and then the other twice 84, fast 84 times 4 half days.
Somebody doing that in this
day. What did I just say? No. This does not apply for us today. V'chein l'shar aveinus k'yetibanu, or any other sins that are, you know, heavy-duty sins. Asher kolev yadeh maris nafshei, every heart knows the bitterness of its soul. V'chavetz b'tokan wants vindication, wants to be good. Okay, this was so far. Now, but the Alter Rebbe said, but we said before, some opinions say you should fast 10 times the 84, 100 times 84, whatever it is. He says, not forget about fasting, give tzedakah. Tons of it. Okay, misber atzemis, the amount of fasts. Haidef is haration base, which is more than the 3 times 84. Shir tzaruch lahanis that you, the sanis that you would have to fast. Lochush ledasa machmirim, to be afraid of the deal with the opinion of the stricter people, that you should fast 10 times, 100 times, or whatever it is. Fimisba pom shechata, what do you do with that? Yif the kulam, you should redeem them all with tzedakah. Okay? You should redeem them with tzedakah. How much? Ere chaygede lepeleshe, we said these 18 coins, va'at kol yem. Okay? So, fasting you do once, and then 4 halves, and then the rest you give tzedakah. V'chein shar kol tainis, any other fast, that you would have to fast for avedas that are not so severe, like there's no death, or bitul mitzvah sasei drabanan v'tamater k'negukulam, you didn't daven, you didn't learn, whatever. Based on the amount of fast that is alright, and most of them are mentioned, Mishnah Chassidim Masechet Teshuvah, HaKol Kasher LaKol. Okay, this is not very practical. All is said and done, Yivta B'Tzedakah. You should be dealing with Tzedakah. Okay, it means give a lot of Tzedakah. Ilay Matzu L'Tzur Nafshi. If you're not able to afflict your soul by fasting, so what should you do? Give a lot of Tzedakah. And Alter Rebbe says like this, what we just mentioned. Av Sheyala L'Sach Masuyim. It's going to be a tremendous amount of money, and the Gemara says you're not allowed to give more than 20%. Ein lochus, you shouldn't be afraid of the what the Gemara says. Al yevazveis yosim mechemish. Okay, you shouldn't give more than a fifth. He says why? It's not called distribution of more than the money. Why? Because you're doing it to redeem yourself instead of fasting. And he says, it's not worth from physical health or any other needs, okay? So it's not any worse. In other words, Alter Rebbe says like this. The mitzvah tzedakah is not more than 20%. That's tzedakah if you don't sin. How much tzedakah do I need to give? Not more than 20%. The Gemara says, don't give more than 20%. Unless when a person dies, they can give more. But normally, Halacha says you shouldn't give more than 20%. But here it's not called giving more than 20%. Here it's called medical bills. Spiritual medical bills. Just like you need something, you're not going to say, okay, I'm only going to spend X amount of money. If it's your health, you're going to do whatever it takes. And the same thing, this tzedakah is spiritual healing to recreate the relationship with Hashem. This, again, this is all post-tshuva. This is not instead of tshuva. It's like the world says, there's no such thing as no parking space. Sometimes you just have very expensive ones.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always a red line available. Yeah, there's always a parking space. It's just very expensive sometimes. Right? I mean, there's always money, but you have to do tshuva first. And post tshuva, then you have to either karban, fasting, or nowadays, which is, Talmud Rebbe says, which is realistically is only tzedakah. And he says, the fi shemizbar atzemes, because the amount of fasts mentioned in Tikkuni Tshuva of Darizal, Rabu b'meid meid is really a lot of fasts. L'chei nagu achshav kol achredim l'dvar Hashem. Therefore, nowadays, all people that are respecting what Hashem wants, labras ma'ed ma'ed b'tzedakah, to give a lot of tzedakah. Today's world, Alter Rebbe says in his times, people give a lot of tzedakah. Why? Machmas chalisha sador, because of the weakness of the generation, they were not able to give that amount of tzedakah. It says on the pasuk Chazdei Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, kilei samnu, for they are not concluded. And the bottom, he goes into a whole Megillah, the way there's dimensions of time and space and whatever it is. He said, bottom line is because we're not able to torture ourselves so much, so therefore nowadays the mitzvah is tzedakah. What?
And it has to be only money, or it could be spiritual stuff?
There's tzedakah begufei, b'mamaynei, u'b'nishmasei. There's three levels, Chazal tell us. There's tzedakah money, there's tzedakah with your body, doing somebody a favor, and there's a tzedakah with your soul, helping somebody ruchnius, okay? They're all levels of tzedakah. If a person doesn't have money, there's ways of helping out. Like tuition committees say, you can't afford tuition, so volunteer your services. Right? Think everybody knows what they say. But the bottom is, this is all part of the mitzvah tzedakah. I'll give you an example. Somebody needs help in something, yeah? And they can't afford it. So the guy says, if I tutor them, let's say, the family can't afford tutoring. Give him, I don't know why it fell into my head. Yeah, the kid needs tutoring, and the tutor says, you know what? Normally I charge $50 an hour. I'll tutor the kid and I'll count it as tzedakah. So halachically, he can count that hour. If his wage is $50, he can count it for tzedakah. So it works like that.